This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Jake Stoddard from Fence Works Incorporated. Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. And Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Packed show. He already mentioned the lineup, so let's light this candle. Elwood Buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, off to a roaring start. God, I'm glad I'm not, my job doesn't involve numbers. 312-981-7200, that's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show. Let's light it up. Ray Kaplan, you have not been here in a very long time.
I know.
Because you've been staying, you're like playing zone defense with Doge and the government and the Trump administration with all the changes going on.
I've been buried under paperwork.
You're just literally bouncing around trying to, one day it's one thing, the next day it's 16 other things. So I appreciate you coming down because there are a ton of changes that will affect everybody that has student loans that you can now help everybody that has a federal student loan.
Correct. So if you have federal student loans, there's a really, really important window of opportunity that we have right now, all the way from now until July 1st, 2026. So about a year. That seems like a long time, but it is not, right? Because the Department of Ed takes forever to process things and applications. However, so if you have a federal student loan, it is really important that you enroll in an income-based repayment plan, not save and not any other type of repayment plan. Because if you don't, you'll be forever locked out as of July 1st, 2026 under the new regulations for income-driven plans. And so for many people, that means your payment will go from $100 a month to $1,000 a month.
And you'll dive deeper at 10:30.
Yes.
Okay, phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team.
312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com.
Concrete Girl. Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas and son, third generation World War II vet, started the company, learned a lot about the different things that you do. She's also into painting kids' bedrooms, which is fun. Ray, I want to show you. She hand-painted, freestyled this thing.
That's amazing.
I want you to get Ray's opinion what the women on the North Shore would pay to get their kids, because you got two bids right here, and Ray is an expert on that, but we'll talk about that later. You're here to talk concrete. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about working and preserving Chicago's historical homes. We're currently working on a project that had a utility room underneath the front porch, an over 100-year-old home. The utility rooms being in the old homes under the front porches create this unique problem for us, but we are well equipped to handle that at Andreas and Sons. So if you have any concrete questions that you have about your home, give us a call into the show. But you can also give us a call at Andreas and Sons, 708-863-5735.
You won't be talking about this stoop that you put in front of an attorney's home that's on the show, Stephen A. Leahy's mom.
Yes.
135-year-old home.
Yes.
We saw pictures. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
And it's a challenging job because you did go over the utility room on a 135-year-old brownstone.
That's right.
In River North. It's right behind, you would know. It's right behind Chop House. You live over by, is that River North?
Oh, yeah.
River North. Okay, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach?
You can give us a call at 708-863-5735.
Jake Stoddard, Fence Works. I've known of your company because I grew up on the North Shore. Your facility used to be located on 41, your grandfather.
Yes, sir.
And it was on the west side of the street, just north of the Dunkin' Donuts, and now the bubble that's up there. You guys moved 6 years ago to Northbrook, so it's not as visible. There's an Audi dealership there. But for everybody listening from the North Shore or that drove on the Edens north of the Dunkin' Donuts, I cannot think of Park. Is that Park? I think that might be Park. May what? Whatever it is. Okay, everybody knows that Dunkin' Donuts in Highland Park. It's one of the busiest in the nation, by the way. Oh. That's your family's facility, your third generation.
Third generation, yes. We started 58 years ago.
Wow.
So fences, basketball hoops, playgrounds, trampolines. So now we're over in Northbrook. And as third generation, just looking to continually, you know, show how working with a family business, the benefits of working with us compared to the big box and the franchises out there and the online retailers and getting that customized experience. So whether you're a real estate agent looking to help out your clients or you just moved into a new home and looking to deck things out.
Or grandparents looking for a great gift to give their kids and grandkids when they move into a home or have a baby to play on for the rest of their life. It's a great investment.
Exactly.
Phone number and a website if our listeners want to reach out.
Yeah, so theguyon41.com or give us a call at 847-432-0900.
All right, we got packed show. We're going to run right to the break now. We got Center Guard Plumbing mailbag, loaded mailbag. After these messages, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home to Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by Center Guard Plumbing. My baby just wrote me a
letter. Mail call. Mail call. Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company I trust to touch my pipes that are in my home. 312-981-7200. Some breaking news. The Bureau of Labor Statistics announced a decrease in jobs of $258,000. 258,000 fewer jobs initially reported in the past 2 months. Our President Trump did not like that number, so he fired Erica McAntifer, who is the head of the BLS. This is the same organization that, prior to last year's election, came out and downgraded the jobs in, I think, August, September by $818,000, and people freaked out. But nobody lost their job.
Right.
The current president didn't like that information, and he fired this lady yesterday. So why is this important? Because the Bureau of Labor Statistics is a division of the U.S. Department of Labor and is a principal federal agency responsible for collecting, analyzing, and disseminating economic data related to the U.S. labor market. I've been complaining about these jobs reports forever. You could go back, because they always adjust it.
They're always being revised up or down.
Always, always.
Yeah.
My whole thing is, take the grading factors that you're using and tighten those up.
Right.
This poor lady was just reporting that what everybody else has been reporting. Okay, so she's out of a job, but I just want, again, we speak truth and educate our listeners here. And here's why it's important. We need an independent monetary policy in this country, or else we're going to be like foreign third world countries and people won't buy our debt and our bonds will go to hell and our interest rates will go up. So President Trump wasn't happy that there were 258,000 jobs reported. It was adjusted down. The good news is for President Trump is that he has a better shot of Fed Chair Powell now reducing interest rates because there are signs that the economy is not as strong as the previous numbers indicated,
right,
which is good. And I always say bad news is good for interest rates when people lose their jobs. And I got calls this week from a lot of our listeners who lost their job. One of the calls was from a wife who lost her job 3 weeks ago, and her husband just got gunned last Friday.
Wow.
And they own three properties, one here in Chicago, property down south, and some land down south. Freaking out.
Yeah.
They've got 6 months worth of reserves. So an independent body reporting the numbers. I'm sorry that if some leaders don't like the numbers, but maybe let's go back and change how the numbers are reported in the first place, because these numbers are always being adjusted up or down. It's ridiculous. So I just wanted to let everybody know what's going on so you could be smarter and know what's going on. So we do have a better chance now of getting interest rates drop in September because the job market isn't as strong. The president's not happy about the job numbers, but typically when the job numbers slow down, you get lower interest rates, which is great. Unfortunate for the people that lose their jobs, which sucks.
So the interest rate might go down in September?
The short-term interest rate, you got a better shot of Fed Chair Powell and the governors cutting the rates in September because of this news.
Now, what do you predict that'll do to the housing market come fall, winter?
Well, fall, winter, if the economy slows down, right, then what happens? The interest rates come down, then the bond, then the investors come in and drive the yields down as long as they feel comfortable with our system, and then that will lead to lower interest rates because people will pull money out of stocks and put in put it into bonds, which will drive the yields down, which is what we want. The lower the yield of the 10-year, the lower the 30-year fixed loan.
Okay.
Okay, but if we have decreasing inflation, if we have decreasing jobs and increasing inflation, that's called stagflation. That's not good. That's horrible. And again, we're educating our listeners. So I just we'll move on to the next topic. Mayor Johnson, also known as Mayor Xanax, said this when somebody asked him about his tax and how he's going to balance the budget. And this is what he said this week. Go ahead, Benny.
Do you have an example of like what a progressive revenue stream would be? Thanks.
Yeah, you know, I do. So one of the things that we have been looking at is it's been the pilot program, the payment in lieu of taxes. You know, those are some considerations that I believe that as a city we should look at. You know, something that I do think is important to note, though, that, you know, we have more than 127,000, you know, millionaires that are within the borders of Chicago. So it's clear that between, you know, the thousands of millionaires as well as at least 25 billionaires, that there's a reason for us to be able to tap into, you know, those individuals and entities with means.
So when you start off the answer to your question,
that builds confidence. I feel good about that.
Strong confidence.
Yeah.
Strong confidence, especially when he's been on every single newscast and every single radio station, you know, talking about his progressive tax. So here, let me break it down after the Okay. Number one, we got 570 days until the next mayoral election. And hopefully more than 25% of the registered voters in the city of Chicago will get off their duffs and vote this time around. Okay. So that's number one. Okay, number one, not that I'm counting, but 570 more days until Mayor Xanax gets out of office. Okay, what does that mean? That means that the 127,000 millionaires are you're going to get taxed through the nose, and the 25 billionaires, they're coming for your money. So what does that mean? If you're Ken Griffin, remember Ken Griffin?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gone.
Right? Citadel Trading, one of the wealthiest men in the United States, gave hundreds of millions of dollars to the city of Chicago for different programs and practices. He moved to Florida.
Right.
Moved his company to Florida. My friend worked for his company here in Chicago. Okay. He drove his kids around for security. My friend Rob Fierstein, retired ISP. He worked security detailed for Ken's kids. Great, great job. And all the other people that did, gone. Job's gone. So guess what, Mayor Xanax? Okay. Mr. Anxiety Attack. When you start out, doesn't have a lot of confidence for people here. What is that going to do for real estate? Why does it matter for real estate? Your real estate taxes are going to get jammed up. And he's not going to raise it because his initial budget is going to come out with no real estate tax. But then they're going to come out and say, well, we're forced to because nobody's able to do anything. Again, read between the lines. I'm here to educate and just let people watch what happens.
So you think that tax increase will be on its way?
Do you have beautifully manicured nails?
I do.
Okay, so yes. Okay, that's a redundant question.
Thank you for noticing.
I've got a card here from a longtime listener, Rita, who lives in Wheeling, lost her husband. Oh. Rita's 5'2", standing with a 2-inch riser. She weighs 85 pounds, holding 2 10-pound dumbbells. Okay, she has a reverse mortgage, freaks out every time something changes, called me up. I spent an hour on the phone because she's got nobody else. Okay, sent me this card. Hello, Mr. Hochberg. I'm sending you a card of my appreciation for spending time getting my reverse mortgage in proper order. I did not think it would take so much time. Thank you for being very supportive. Once again, loyal listener.
That's so nice.
Right? Awesome. Isn't this a great card?
People like you.
Well, I'm kind of a big, Jake, you don't know this, but I'm kind of a big deal. So thank you to Rita.
Aww.
And here we go. A couple of our listeners I talk with. Here we go. Ready for this? Cindy, husband died. 500 credit score. She owns her home free and clear. She got about $40,000 mortgage on a $300,000 home. went through a lot of depression when her husband passed away, took a lot of time off from work. She's got all of these consumer loans, didn't know what to do, called me for advice. Mm-hmm. She's got $23,000 worth of credit card debt and a bunch of consumer loans. So I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to spend 6 to 9 months, get your credit strong. We're going to pull out a mortgage against your house so you can pay off the rest of the debt. I got to get you from 500 because you're a dead man walking or dead woman walking at 500. Sent her a punch list. So made a list of everything. I went with the most expensive per month payment, right? What you do is you take the payment divided by the balance. She had some at 45, 50%. And I said, okay. I'm like, how much will you give me above and beyond to dedicate towards your debt? She's like a Gino to month. She's got a lot of cash jobs. She went back to work at 65 years old. Husband passed away. May his memory be a blessing. Mm. But she's got all this cash and she's able to pay it down. I said, all right, here's the deal. We're going to pay it down a G-note a month, and whatever we save you on the G-note that we pay off every single month, we're going to apply that to the next month. She's like, I'm in. So I listed up all of her. I had my assistant make a spreadsheet. We got it all. We made it nice and pretty. Here's what we're paying down, and we went down. Okay. By the time November comes around, she will have paid off over $5,000 worth of debt and have saved an additional $630 a month. And what does that do to her credit score, Ray Kaplan, attorney at law?
It helps it tremendously. It's got to be worth at least, 100 points maybe?
At least 100 points. Yeah. I got to get her. She's literally at 501.
Yeah.
I got to get her into the 600s.
Into the 600s.
I got to get her into the 600s.
Wow.
This is going to revolutionize this lady's world.
Yep.
And I'll pick one more because I know he's listening right now. Paul owns a home free and clear with his wife. They think their house is worth $350. I looked it up online. It came in at $420. They got $50,000 in credit card debt. Daughter's getting married. They're fixing dad's home up. He's retired. She's a school teacher. Boom. Hooked him up at KCTCU, 80% HELOC. They're going to pay off the credit card, save him about $1,500 a month. How's that work out, Ray? Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And they're going to have the money to fund their daughter's wedding and to take care of their dad's home without paying out $2,000 a month on their credit cards, right? Listen every week. Paul, thank you. I changed his name because I didn't want to put it out there. I got a couple of more, but we got to take a break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This segment was brought to you by CenterGuard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Jake, my pipes that are in my house. Ray Kaplan, attorney Ray Kaplan, coming up next.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Here we go, Ray. Question for Ray. I know you want to talk about it, and we're going to get to it, but I just want to get to a couple of these really quick. All right. My understanding is that my student loan is just starting college. IBR, which is income-based reduction plan, for our listeners that don't know, is not an option for us. Do I still go with a Parent PLUS loan? So this sounds like a parent of somebody that's getting ready to go to college. Mm-hmm. What do they do with all of these changes coming down?
So, you know, it really depends on their financial circumstances. We would want to calculate for them whether or not it makes sense for them to borrow Parent PLUS loans, because they can, if their child is enrolling this fall, is that what she said?
No, she didn't say.
Oh, she's just starting college, right?
Just starting. Student. Okay. My student is just starting college, right? So probably in the fall, yeah.
So, okay. So if they're enrolled, these are all new rules, so I'm still remembering them just myself. But if she's already enrolled this fall and has Parent PLUS loans, she'll be able to get the old loan limits, which is nice. But then when the loans go into repayment, for those loans, you guys are only going to be eligible for this standard repayment plan, which is quite expensive.
Great.
So we want to take a look at whether or not that's going to make sense to borrow up to those old loan limits, because you have to be prepared for a larger payment.
So should listeners like this texter call into your office and set up an appointment?
I really think now it's such an important time to have somebody on your side who is an advocate, who knows and understands the student loan laws and the changes to the regulations and how that will impact you, because it would be a huge shock mm-hmm. to take out Parent PLUS loans and then have a $3,000 or $4,000 monthly bill that you can't afford.
Can I break it down for somebody?
Yeah.
$100 in a student loan payment is the equivalent of about a $10,000 to $15,000 mortgage. Okay? An $1,100 student loan payment is the equivalent of a $120,000 to $130,000 a $130,000 mortgage payment. So you're going from $10,000 to $20,000 mortgage payment under the current plan to a $150,000 mortgage payment, which is going to not. Why are you here? Because it's going to knock a lot of our listeners, their kids who take it out under their own names,
right,
and their parents who just take it out because we have to spend $40,000 to $80,000 to send Johnny and Sally, you know, hypothetical names through school, which is ridiculous in and of itself.
It is.
But we're not talking about that today, even though it's freaking completely ridiculous. But I just want to focus on that. Like, why is Ray on Home Sweet Home? Because that's why. Okay. We're talking $15,000 to $20,000 mortgage as opposed to $120,000 to $130,000 mortgage.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and depending on whether or not you get are going to be approved for, let's say, refinancing or get approved for a mortgage, they're going to be looking at things like your monthly expenses. And if you have a huge student loan payment and then you're looking to refinance your mortgage, it's not going to work out.
Sarah?
Now, my husband is in college. He's going to be a senior. We have one loan. It's $10,000. Mm-hmm. What do you do with something like that when you're in progress, currently in school?
High five to Sarah marrying a 21-year-old, by the way.
Stop! No, he went back to school late. I love my husband. He's listening. Hi, Mike.
Is he in an undergraduate program or a grad program?
Yeah, he's in a teaching program, undergraduate.
He's going to be a teacher.
Yes.
He's going to be a teacher. Okay, so what he can do is he can put his loans into in-school deferment, so no payments are due right now.
Right.
And then enroll in an income-based repayment plan, or there will be something called the RAP plan, which is going to be pretty similar. But the sooner he can get enrolled in an IBR, the better. How many more years does he have?
He'll graduate May 26th. So next spring.
Next spring. So, all right. So then is he going to be taking out more falls this
we're good. We just had one loan that we needed.
Okay. Yeah. So we should enroll him in the IBR now.
Now.
So that he is kind of grandfathered in under those old rules and doesn't get stuck with the new payment plan, which is not going to be as good.
That is so helpful.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I can help you with that guy, with that too, just because it's not that bad.
Yeah. Got a couple of callers here. Okay. So let's go to, I know, and we'll listen, you're here all show and we'll talk more for, we got like 15 texts that came in. Marie and Joliet, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for calling.
Yes. I wanted to ask about that program IDR for my granddaughter. I listened to Ray yesterday on John Williams, but I couldn't get in fast enough. So anyway, my granddaughter just graduated with her master's degree, and she starts her new job now in about a week and a half.
Oh, congrats.
And her first payment for her loan is due November, she tells me. So would she qualify for this new program?
Teacher Ray.
And so she graduates when?
She graduated.
She graduated.
She graduated in May.
Perfect. So what we can do is we can enroll her right now into that income-based repayment plan. She's one of the people, and I'm going to be reaching out to my clients to do this as well. If you already have federal student loans and you're not planning on borrowing anymore, now is the time to get enrolled in that IBR and get grandfathered in under those old rules. Otherwise, you're locked out. People don't realize how big these changes are going to be because they're not going to take effect until July 1st, 2026.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I called your office yesterday and they couldn't tell me anything, but I plan to call this week with her when I get her over here. And is that how we could enroll over the phone? Or
yeah, absolutely.
How do you do that?
So we can get you set up for a consultation. So what we want to do is take a look at her loan details and just make sure that we have all the information so we can give her accurate legal advice. And then we make a plan and strategy specifically for her and her loans.
Hey, Marie.
Marie,
what's your granddaughter buying you with her first check? You know, for being an awesome supporting grandmother. Just asking.
Hey, that's all I do is worry about my grandkids. I got 11.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God bless you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to send you two Mr. Floor cleaning products because I'm sure when they come over, they make a mess. And
you're right.
We're going to take your information and have Ray and her team follow up, okay?
Thank you so much. I listen all the time. I love you people.
We love you back, professionally and respectfully, because my wife is listening. Right? Could get a little weird. All right. Hang on, Marie. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. 312. You know what we should do, Ray?
Yes.
What? You and I are going to come here on a Thursday night when I'm downtown. We're gonna commandeer a studio, and we're going to do a Zoom hall meeting in the WGN studios. We'll broadcast it. I'll set it up on my website, okay, because I've got some executive Zoom thing.
That'd be great.
And we'll do a Zoom call because we don't have enough time.
Yeah.
Jake wants to talk about fences and play sets over here, and Sarah wants to talk about concrete. We could go Ray Kaplan for another 2.5 hours, but it's not fair to the other experts. We're going to do...
There's a lot to go over. Yeah.
A town hall, a Ray Kaplan Zoom hall meeting. I like that. I just made that up. I'm going to trademark it, and we'll do it here in the WGN studios one night.
That would be great.
Done. Okay. We'll get that set up. 312-98. If our listeners want to reach out, what's the best number to reach you?
Reach us at 312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Sarah from Robert Andreas since I'm talking about concrete. Here's what we're going to do. Everybody that is on the line, we're going to take your phone number down. I'm going to get through all of the experts in studio, and we're going to call you back. Iridian loves this because it doesn't add any extra work to her workload. She's going to have to put down her Mocha Loca Chocolate and put down, that's right, extra large, and take everybody to, we will call you back in the order that you called, I promise, at 11:15. I want to get through what Sarah wants to talk about and what Jake wants to talk about, and we'll call everybody back in the order that they called. 312-981-7200, that's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son coming up next.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Cleffin, I get this text message. I thought it was you. I'm in the shower at WGN. I just ran a half marathon. I respond back, I'm married. Wouldn't be appropriate. But then I look down. I'm like, it's not Cleffin. It's Sarah Andreas.
Ah, there it is.
How uncomfortable.
The only thing more uncomfortable would be talking about it on the radio station.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The great Joe Brand. Play-by-play guy of the Pittsburgh Penguins, by the way, who left us with this.
A soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
And now he's broadcasting play-by-play for the Pittsburgh Penguins NHL hockey team. It started here. 312-981-72. I take full credit for that. 312, he won't say that we had anything to do with it, but I still will take credit for it. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, takes a photo line. Something happened in a Portillo's. There is a new drive-through window, and I'm not making light of it, because a toddler lost their life. Somebody
very sad
lost control of their car, I think it was a minivan, and blew through the side of a Portillo's.
Yes.
And there was a family on the other side of that wall, and tragically... You know, you're sitting there having a hot dog and some fries and a beef sandwich and whatever you're doing at Portillo's. Cheese fries are delicious. And then here comes a van and your toddler's dead.
I mean, it's horrible. It's just a freak, tragic accident. But as a business and property owner, you can be protecting your commercial storefront with concrete ballards.
What's a ballard for our listeners that don't know?
A ballard, it's a steel tube that goes 3 feet deep into the ground, encased in concrete, then filled with concrete. It's 6 inches wide, filled with concrete, 4 inches or 4 feet.
Feet.
Above the ground, above grade.
How wide do you usually put, you know, what's the separation between
like
the black ballard?
5 to 6 feet.
Okay, so a car's not getting through that.
Exactly.
So if this Portillo's or any other company out there, commercial space out there, that this happens every single day throughout the United States.
It does.
Things happen, right? People lose control, whatever the reason is. If the ballard was in front of this Portillo's at that time, safe to say that the ballard stopped the van and the two-year-old or however old the toddler was, very sad, is still with us today?
Yes. The building would have been protected. It would have deterred the car out of the building. The concrete ballards are encased in 2 by 2 feet of concrete.
Got it.
So it's not going anywhere. Further than that, if you're a commercial business owner and you're thinking, this sounds great, but that also sounds very ugly or unappealing, we can cap the ballards to be your branded colors, and we can get your logo on the ballard. So it becomes more of a branded component than
text
an
line.
Eyesore.
Text line's blowing up, by the way.
Good.
It's ballard. Not ballard.
Ugh, I know. It's my Ciceronian accent.
Okay. And
I'm a product of where I was raised, and that's all I can say.
And it's my duty as a man not to correct a woman on the radio, so I just followed along in your wake. So the Ballard.
Got to hit that O.
Okay, so what is the investment? I'm thinking that as more of these are happening, because people are more distracted in the cars now with the phones and their whatever they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The insurance companies are going to start making commercial property, incentivizing commercial properties.
Absolutely.
To put them in.
Because there's also a component of this that you're not seeing. It could be smash and grab theft protection as well.
Okay.
So there's, you know, a few different pros to this, not many cons. It is a small investment for you as a business to protect your building. So yeah, it's great. Good old Ballards.
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 Thank you, texters. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a minute before the break here. Rick from Orland, how are you?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, brother. How can we help you?
Well, I was calling because I heard Sarah was going to be on, and as it comes out, Andreas Construction is here today putting in my driveway.
Oh, nice.
And they're currently working, and they're putting in this California design.
Yes.
Into the cement.
What's a California design?
A border.
It's a wonderful bordered edge of the concrete driveway. Nice broom finish in the middle. It almost looks like a picture frame.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Rick, we're really excited to be working with you today. It's one of the few Saturdays we have worked in the past few years, and we're happy to do that for you, Rick.
Okay. Was it a total pullout, Rick? I mean, was your driveway deteriorating, or what was the reason for putting a new driveway?
Yeah, the concrete had jumped up in the middle of it and made a trip hazard. And I've got two small grandkids, and I'm getting up there in age, so we didn't want to have any trip. And so we had called somebody to try to lift it, which I didn't think was going to work. And when they said it, they said, well, if we lift it, because of the way they poured this sidewalk, they said it's going to create the trip hazard by the sidewalk.
Right.
And it was like, okay, well, I don't want to pay you to put the trip hazard in another place. So,
yeah.
So then we decided to go with a total redo.
Yeah, you are a great candidate for that full removal and replacement. And I know our crew is on site. Send them all my love from the studio. And thank you so much for calling, Rick. It's been so good working with you.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, buddy. Interested in installing a heated driveway in my home. Is there any special concrete or materials needed to install a heated driveway?
Well, you're going to need probably a new water heater in your garage.
Right. You need a radiator.
Yeah, we're going to bring a plumber into that project. It is an astronomical expense, but it can be done, and we are more than happy to come give you that price and look at that project. Give us a call at 708-863-5735.
Boiler is what is the word I was thinking. You got to cycle the water through the boiler and all of that. It's an investment, not
an
expense.
It's an investment.
There
yes,
you go.
Yes.
You never have to shovel again.
Who? Mancow Mueller wanted one. We gave him a price for
okay.
that.
Fun fact here, the Ballards were needed at Wrigley Field to get the All-Star game here, according to this texter. So,
oh, that's really interesting.
Thank you for that. All right, we got to take a quick break. For listeners who want to reach out to you and your team, what's the best way to do that?
You can give us a call, 708-863-5735, where a live person answers the phone Monday through Friday, or find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com.
Jake Stoddard has been sitting here for an hour, quiet. He hasn't said a word, which he has never done in the 28 years he's been on the planet, according to his dad. I got a text from his dad, who I know from way back, saying, I've never heard my son not say a word and stay this quiet for this long. So your dad is listening, and your grandfather chimed in. Yeah, it'd be nice if he said something. So coming up after the break, we got Jake Stoddard from Fenceworks up in Northbrook talking about outdoor patio play sets and basketball courts and trampolines and fences. Coming up after the break, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Phone line is open, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and to download previous podcasts of previous shows. Jake Stoddard, third generation Family-owned business, 50, 60 years?
58.
58 years.
1967, yep.
So if you're on the North Shore and you own a mailbox, you will know that you know this company because there is a picture of a hair-challenged older man with a beard with fence works on it that you get in your mailbox at least 6 to 12 times a year. Is that a safe statement?
The spring and the fall.
Just two. You have gotten mail pieces. Ray gets them all the time. And she's like, I'd love a trampoline. But her husband is a neurosurgeon and won't go for it.
True.
Okay, even though she'd want to put two because she liked jumping between one and the other because she's very talented. She used to be a cheerleader, and she likes doing backflips.
Fair.
So if everybody on the North Shore used to pass by your grandfather's place, it was on the west side of the Eden's Expressway, just north of the Dunkin' Donuts there. I think that's Park, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure our texters will text in to tell me what the right street is. But you're third generation, and I state that because there are a lot of companies that are getting rolled up throughout a bunch of industries. We see it in the heating and air conditioning. We see it in the renovation industry. We see it in the roofing industry. We see it in every single industry that we have family-owned business experts in the pest solution industry. And they're rolling up in the fence industry. And what I found doing the show for over 21 years and being in the business for 25 years, yesterday was 25-year anniversary. Everybody say high five. Thank you. Great. Move on. Okay, great. When you go from family-owned to private equity, the level of service and the customer contact and the warm and fuzzy goes out the window because it's all about P&Ls and it's all about profit. Not that you guys aren't stressing profits and all that, because you need to pay for the lights and the trucks and the insurance and sure, you need to make something. But when it goes to private equity, the quality goes to hell and the service goes to hell. That's why I just want to stress that you're still family owned. And why is that important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So nailed it on the head. So 58 years ago, my grandfather, Stan Asher, started Fenceworks, also known as the Guy on 41. Mm-hmm. We're on Route 41 for over 30 of those 58 years and got the nickname from Michael Jordan, actually, Guy on 41. My grandfather was actually in Los Angeles at like 30 years ago at the time. Michael Jordan saw him, rolled down his window. He's like, that's the Guy on 41. and it stuck. Now we're over in Northbrook in an indoor showroom, so sure, don't have the visibility anymore. But regarding family-owned business, again, the countless times, whether it's someone buying a playground or a hoop on Amazon or an online retailer or a big box franchise, or go through with a fence company that's been rolled up in PE or private equity, you're right. The quality of the work goes down. Communication goes down. We offer free estimates at home, consultations, right? Whether you want to come into our showroom, we can visit you on site at your house. There's no satellites, none of that, right? Again, there's a lot of technology that can be leveraged, but working with a family, right? I grew up with these products, right? Sure. I was very lucky. I had the playground, the basketball hoop, the trampoline, and of course, the privacy and security of a Fenceworks fence. But yes, you nailed it on the head. There's a lot of great products out there, but staying local, working local, something goes wrong, we're there.
I want to bring something that happened this week.
Yeah.
A client of mine was looking at buying a home in Deerfield. Mm. And it was a beautiful home in Deerfield and had a huge backyard. No fence. Mm. He had three gigantic dogs and he had a teenager. So he wanted to protect his family and he wanted to protect his dog. He didn't want his dogs running all around, you know, Deerfield. I'm like, hey, the guy's going out on Saturday, turned out to be Sunday, to do the inspection. This was, I think, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
It was Friday. It was last Friday because I was having lunch with somebody and I texted you and we talked. I'm like, hey, the guy's going out. I got the inspector coming. Can you get somebody out there? He's like, yeah, my dad will be out there. No problem, because your dad and your uncle do the fence and quotes.
Yeah.
So you went out there, you gave him a quote. You told him what the lead time. Unfortunately, the home inspection went bad. They're like $40,000 worth of mishigas that they had to do. So he wound up renting in Lake Forest. So that's what happens. But you guys came out. You guys gave him a quote. I asked him, like, how'd it go? He's like, guy showed up very professionally, mapped it out. He gave me a quote. I know what it is. He told me what the lead time was. I gotta put the dogs on stakes until, if we buy this place, until the fence could go in. But he promised me it would be up by whatever date. Very professional. Thank you very much. That's the service that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Right. So being transparent, customers really appreciate that, and being communicative throughout the process at any time. So very accessible, right? There's no call centers, right? So I think a lot in this industry, talking with someone that has no idea about your project, everyone's in the loop, everyone's communicating. We're a small family office. We're one location, one family. We're not a franchise, right? So you have direct contact with whoever you're working with. And again, it's there's no, people will call and ask, right? Hey, I have X amount of feet of fence. Can you give me a price? And that would be doing our customers disservice. We want to make sure they're paying for what they need and what they don't. So that's why we come on site and provide those estimates for free.
How big of a market is there for 30-year-old attorneys who specialize in student loan consolidation that are in your shop every single week looking for trampolines in their backyard?
You know, that's really be a niche market, okay. Right there, for sure. That'd be niche.
Did you pick that up, 30-year-old, right?
Yeah. Yes, 31 now.
The 31 now, sorry. I didn't mean to insult okay. you.
But no, I completely agree with what you're saying, because I actually have experiences, and my friends have experiences, where they need a repair to their fence or they want a new fence, and they call a different company, and it's impossible to actually get a human on the phone, and they just kind of lose trust immediately. So if you establish trust right away and they know that they're actually getting some actual attention, because it's going to be an investment.
For sure.
Right? That really means the world to customers, especially these days.
We talked about it at lunch. Go ahead. I mean, at breakfast.
We were sitting at breakfast and I withheld this little nugget because I wanted to save it for the radio, but I'm on a school board and we're, you know, we have many schools in our district. What would you say to somebody who is sitting on a school board or has that decision-making power, who is looking at a new playground? Where do you even start?
Sure.
Is there catalogs? Do you sit down and design it? Where does someone begin this process from a commercial end?
Sure. Great question. So from a commercial perspective, we absolutely can do commercial work as well. With that said, everything's got to be custom. There's certain standards, and we don't have to get into technicalities, but there's something called ASTM. And there's various different standards, and every village, every township is going to have different standards. So working with someone that is local and knows on the ground what your respective institution needs. Is there's no cookie cutter approach. There's a lot of national companies out there that can help, but you're going to want someone on the ground that can customize to your needs. How many kids are going to be playing on the playground? Is there any individuals that have
special needs,
yeah. right, that may need certain requirements met, whether it's a wheelchair accessible swing? So that's a very big thing that we are involved with and actively
so
involved with.
So Fence Works will help with that design process then?
From start to finish,
wow.
right? So that's a big separator, right?
That's huge.
Right.
We got to take a break, but we'll come back with more. We got another hour and a half of the show. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out, and website that they could go to check out all your goods and products.
Yeah, of course. So 847-432-0900 or theguyon41.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That was Jake Stoddard from Fence Works, the guy on 41. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with text messages and all your calls after these messages. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ran into Ray in the hallway when I got here, and Ray's like, oh God, so happy I'm here. She's like, I just rolled out of bed, as if she's going for a centerfold cover shot here.
Right?
Oh my God. I threw out some eyeliner. I can't believe I'm glad I'm here.
If we could all throw ourselves together that way.
I'm going to start wearing eyeliner.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Jim in Northbrook, thanks for calling back. How can we help you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, David. So my question is this. My daughter's a elementary school teacher in Colorado. She's thinking about buying her first home, a condo, so she's going to need a mortgage.
Yep.
She's also thinking about going back to school to get her master's, which means she's going to need student loans. She has no debt right now whatsoever. So my question is there a sequence in this that makes a difference financially? Assume she can afford everything. Is it better to get the mortgage first,
yes.
then take out the student loan,
yes.
vice versa?
No, that order. It's better to take out the mortgage first without the student loans, because we don't know how much the student loans are going to be for, and we have to take a future payment based upon that if she's not in the IBR, income-based reduction program. So it is always better, Jimmy, to get your daughter to purchase the home with a large gift from the dad and mom, which I'm sure she's relying upon. That's a joke, Jim. that it, it, it that she could get in for little money down. She's a first-time home buyer, Jim, without a problem, right?
One thing, is she enrolling in the grad program this fall or after this fall?
She hasn't decided yet. And that, and Ray, I've been listening to what you've been saying about the timing of the student loans. She has the ability to apply and enroll if she wanted to. She hasn't figured out that timing yet, so I want to provide a little bit of guidance to help her make smart decisions.
Okay, so if she enrolls this fall, like let's say she enrolls fall 2025, and she's enrolled in a grad school program, then she can take advantage of Grad Plus loans, which Grad Plus loans were really very generous. They would cover the entire cost of tuition, room, and board. If she enrolls after July 1st, 2026, then she's going to be subject to caps on the amount that she can borrow for a graduate program, and it'll be $20,500 per year. So it really depends on the cost of her program. One thing she should note, though, if she decides to enroll sooner so that she can take care or take advantage of the no loan limits under Grad Plus loans, when she exits school, she's not going to be able to enroll in an income-based payment plan. She would likely only be eligible for an RAP plan, which is not too bad, or a standard repayment plan, which for most people is totally unaffordable. So that's what she wants to take into consideration. I can help you guys kind of sort through it a little bit more if you want me to off the air.
Real good. That's perfect. I appreciate the expertise.
Yeah, where do you live in Northbrook, Jimmy?
Techne and Finkston.
Oh, you're right. Let's go to Once Upon a... Yeah, we're neighbors. We'll go to Once Upon a Bagel Grill and get a schmear. How's that?
I'm open to that, David.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. A schmear is a bagel with some cream cheese on it for our non-bagel eating listeners out there. They're like, what did he just say? What's a schmear? I got somebody in Yugoslavia listening because we're big in Yugoslavia online.
Oh, very nice.
Going, schmear. And they're Googling it and ChatGPT. I don't know what schmear is. It's a bagel with cream cheese. Michelle in New Lenox, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. I'm a parent. I have Parent Plus loans. My kids graduated in 2014, 2016. I've been paying monthly payments of about $15,000. I use Nelnet to pay my monthly payments. Do I need to do anything with those loans?
Yes. Yeah, so what you want to do, and remember there's a very limited window here, is if you haven't already, you need to do a federal consolidation of your Parent Plus loans and then enroll in an income-driven repayment plan. The only one you'll be eligible for is ICR. That's okay, because then they're going to switch you into IBR, and so you'll see your payment drop even further. But you've got to do it before July 1st, 2026. So I would do it right away. We can help you with it if you want to give us a call, but it's very, very important. Otherwise, you'd be locked out and your monthly payments would be very high.
My monthly payments will go up if I don't do that?
Correct. They will go up.
And she's not trying to scare you into doing... They will go up.
Yeah, they will. They will go up because it's just a whole different formula.
Under these new rules that the current administration is putting into play, your payments are going to go up if you don't do this. We're not scaring anybody. We are telling our listeners, you need to act and act now, because it's going to be a logjam at the end, and I don't think this administration is going to extend it.
Right, and that, you know, also you, that way you'll have the option. You'll be grandfathered in, so in case you want to pay under income-driven repayment, you've got the option to do so, and you know all your forgiveness options. But if you are locked out of it, you can't get in. So you could always pay your loans more aggressively if you want to, but at least this way it preserves your right to pay under income-driven repayment, which is going to be much lower than those new monthly payment plans.
How many kids do you have, Michelle?
I have two.
What are their names?
Devin and Cass.
Which one do you like more?
Not going to go there.
Well, does it rhyme with Devin or does it rhyme with Cass?
I love them both equally.
Yeah, I could tell that's not true. Okay, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Michelle, thanks for calling. You got any other questions for anybody else?
Where do I consolidate the loan?
So you can go to studentaid.gov. So that's the site run by the Department of Education. The site might be down this weekend, though, because they're having some technical issues they're trying to fix. So I would try it this weekend. If not, then Monday. And, of course, we can help you with it as well. But I would start at studentaid.gov.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah. My pleasure. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product and let Arinia know which one you like more. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text question here for you, Jake. What is the average cost of a trampoline? I said we got a trampoline lover there. How much is, I don't, are there different size trampolines?
Great question. Yeah, there's multiple different sizes and shapes, right? So happy to provide a consultation, seeing what space you have to work with to determine whether a rectangle or a round trampoline makes the most sense within your yard. But typical trampolines can start, you know, as low as, you know, $1,500 and up to about $4,000 for a bigger rectangle size trampoline. But it really just depends on, of course, the number of kids that you are in your household, plus, you know, how many kids you're anticipating for play dates as well. So all things we can help you walk through and determine, you know, what makes the most sense for you.
How heavy your husband is?
You know, there are different weight capacities depending on the size of the trampoline, for sure. But again, I would not recommend just ordering a trampoline online. That's very risky, and not installing it yourself. Again, unless you're super handy. But we've been doing trampolines now for over 30 years of our 58 years. And again, there's so much, you know, risk with that.
Do you sell the side safety net kit? So when a 58-year-old, 260-pound, 260 now, crashes through it because I'm trying to do the backflip triple sow cow and kind of lose my balance. You got the side nets to support that?
We got you, David. We're not going to sell you a trampoline without it. That is 100%.
Told you, Sarah.
Yeah, you need the safety net, 1,000%.
Phone number, website, if our listeners want to get a hold of you.
Yeah, reach out, 847-432-0900 or our website, theguyon41.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We have Diana McHenry, Eliza, and Victoria M. Palatine coming up after the break, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. A lot of Bollard comments, too, online, Sarah. We'll get to after the break. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WJ.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Victoria called at the beginning of the show about Pat and Palatine. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Hi, good, David. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling back. How can we help you?
Well, my daughter would like to buy a house, and I believe with her salary, it would be about a $400,000 house, and we're not going to find that in Palatine, as you know.
Right.
So, you know, right now we're living in my house, and I wanted to see if it made sense to combine our salary and... so that we could get, you know, a more substantial house. But if we do that and I get hit by a bus, you know, what happens?
Your daughter would
or
be...
Can I...
Go ahead.
Or do I... If I can I be a co-signer in some way where it's still her house and...
Are you going to be living in the house with her? You're going to be living in the house with her?
Sorry?
Are you going to be living in the house with her? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So if you and your daughter buy a home... Right, and you get hit by a bus, or have a untimely end of your life. Right, that's a question.
Yeah.
Right,
right.
Getting hit by a bus is probably a good way because it'd probably be quick. But I digress. Yeah. Your daughter would be responsible for the payment, and that's it. You're dead, and you know she would have a death certificate if she needed a refinance to take you off of the title of the house. It happens every single day of the year. And, you know, it's real simple. So if you and your daughter are going to buy a home and something happens to you and you pass away, your daughter owns the home. There's nothing to worry about as long as she can make the payment. That's the biggest concern.
Oh, that's the biggest concern. Okay. Which she can, because, also if I pay her, rent, can she put that amount towards the principal when she pays the mortgage payment? Does that make sense?
Oh, boy. You're good. So if she pays you rent, so if you both own the home, if you're both on the mortgage, right, and you both are buying the house, you just give her a piece of whatever the mortgage is to make the mortgage payment, and she uses it to make the mortgage payment. I wouldn't call it rent. I would just call it you own the house. You're not going to pay rent on a house that you own.
Right.
And the other thing you could do if is, number one, stay away from buses, number one. And then number two, you could get insurance, end-of-life insurance, to pay off the mortgage, right? If you're concerned about that, you could talk to an insurance agent. I don't sell insurance, you know, but I know there's that type of insurance out there, right? And then you don't have to, you know, worry about going to your buses. Okay. So that's an option too. Okay.
Okay. And, okay. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Have you talked with a realtor about purchasing a home in Palatine?
Nope, that's the next step. We both make about the same amount. We both make about 120. So we need to do that. We need to get a real estate attorney. We need to do all that.
I got all that for you. I'm going to put you on hold, call you on the way home, and we'll get you pre-qualified. We'll get you in touch with the realtor. We'll get you in touch with an attorney, and we'll take care of you. Okay?
Fabulous. I knew you would.
Do you have a home to sell in Palatine, or are you renting right now?
I do have for some reason, even though we're now decided we're going to combine our income, she has a little bit of a student loan she wants to pay off.
Okay.
So we're thinking about March, putting the house up. As you know, the houses in Palatine only, you know, they sell them within
3 minutes. Yeah, right. They're quick.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, well, Ray could help her with her student loans, and we can move that up faster if you want.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on. Well, thank you for calling back. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. And I know insurance agents that will talk with you about, if you're concerned about that, about buying insurance to pay off the mortgage if and when you pass before your daughter. There is coverage if you want to talk to somebody about it. I don't do that, but so I know people that do. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I have insurance. I work at a law firm. I mean, I have insurance for my law firm, but when I retire, I won't. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, you got to make sure you get hit by a bus while you're working at your law firm.
David.
Right?
Yeah. Well, we could work all that out. I know a guy. Okay. He's down in Berwyn. Hang on. And it rhymes with Byron Andreas. He's got a van. It might not be a bus, but he's got a van. Hang on one sec for your Mr. Flora. I'll pick you up on the other side. 312-981-7200. Eliza, how are you?
I'm good.
How can we help?
I'm at the end of a divorce. Hopefully.
Okay. Is this a congratulations or I feel sorry for you?
No, congratulations.
Oh, mazel tov. Okay, congrats.
Biggest mistake of my life.
Ah, he's a jerk. Yeah, should have done it years ago. What a putz. Okay, how can we help you?
Okay, so the house has been appraised by the divorce appraisers, which I don't know if that's way different than what the real price is, but they're saying $600,000.
Do you agree with that?
I think it's a little high. I think it's more like 5-10.
Okay. Well, that's a big difference. But, okay.
Okay. But it's a 6-bedroom, 3.5-bath house. So if somebody wanted it, you know, for whatever, it's a big house. I still owe $95,000 on it.
Yep.
And the loan is in my name.
Yep.
Not my husband's name.
Okay.
So do I ask for the house? You know, there's a lot of money on the table. He has a business and everything, so the house could go on my side whole.
Do you want to own the house? I got a minute before the break, so
I don't want to live in this house.
Okay, then sell it.
But I want to do what's best financially, and I know IRS has limits on how much you can make when you sell a home.
How old are you?
73.
73, and you're going to have a ton of equity in the house. There is a law. I don't know exactly what the number is. Do you know the number, Ray? What you can, I'm sure Stephen A. Leahy's listening. He could let us know how much you could walk away. Are you going to buy another home, or are you going to pocket the cash?
I'm pocketing it and moving somewhere in Europe.
Okay. So there are, when nobody's going to know where. I appreciate that.
No. I'm looking at Italy. I'm looking at Portugal and maybe Ireland, you know, and then Bruges, Belgium. I've always been in love with Bruges, Belgium. So, I think I might get bored there.
Well, you know what? You could have Steve Bertrand come and visit you. He'll set up a trip from WGN listeners and stop over for a coffee. We could go over all this. I'm sure Stephen A. Leahy is listening, listens every week. He'll contact us. What you could walk away with tax-free if you're over a certain age. You're in your 70s, so you clear that. And we'll come back and supply you with that information. If not, I'll text him. We've been texting back and forth during the show about his mom's stoop. So I will get that information for you. And then you got to decide if you want to own a house or you want to dump the house and get out of town. Right? It's up to you.
Well, like I said, I'm willing to stay like 1 or 2 years and then sell it myself. If the house is in my name, you know, it's going to take me 2 years to get everything else organized.
Okay.
And that, so I'm willing to do that, but I just don't know whether it's better to sell it as is, and we both walk away with half, And is that better with the IRS?
Okay, that's a Stephen A. Leahy question, and we will get the answer to your question, either answer it on air or call you after the show, okay?
Okay, you want me to stay online?
Well, stay online so Iridian can take down your information so we could get to you and hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I have to ask that right now because I used to say congratulations because when I got divorced, it was such a happy event for me. But a lady started crying on the other line. Started breaking down. She's like, I didn't want it. He came home. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
So then I had to apologize, right? So now I qualify. I'm like, is this a congratulations or I'm sorry? Right? And then when they, 9.99999 out of 10, it's like, I can't wait to get out. And then I'm like, all right, well, congratulations. He was a jerk. He was a putz anyway. All right. So we're going to take a quick call. 312-9, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Texts and calls are flowing in here. 312-981-7200, I think, because Jake's on. It's never this popular. It's never this popular when in the summer, but Jake shows up and the phone lines are lit up here. 312-981-7200, that's a MegaPro's call.
Let's review.
My wife likes to buy kiddie pools, load them up with food to feed every single animal.
You know, you can tell the female and the male duck because the female takes charge.
Because the male follows the female around.
Yeah,
yep.
Well, the female comes over and eats, and then the sluggish male brings up the rear and just lays down.
Are you describing David or a duck? I'm just trying to figure out.
David, you're such a schmuck.
What are we really talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. People in Oklahoma are going, what's a schmuck?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was my wife, Elise Hochberg, by the way, Ray. You could appreciate that. I'm sure you've said the same thing about your husband. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Questions here about bollards. What are the what's the investment for bollards? I guess it would...
About anywhere from $700 to $900 per bollard. Oh. That's a good price range, yeah.
So the more you put, I assume it would go down because of volume discounts and all that stuff, or no?
No.
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 Okay.
No.
I'll stick to mortgages.
Yeah.
And you and Jake were talking during the break. He puts in basketball nets.
Hoops.
And you hoops. Well, basketball hoops, the whole contraptions with the backboard and the post.
Right. The hoop has a net, right? But
all right, smart guy. You know, I could turn the mic off there.
I know.
28-year-old smart ass. All right. But you put in basketball nets and hoops and the backboards, but I didn't realize that how deep you had to go to enforce that in the ground. I had no idea, but you guys started talking. You build basketball courts.
Yes.
And pickleball courts.
Yeah, asphalt,
and you could supply the basketball apparatus for the basketball court.
Exactly. So, yeah, we can do the full service, right? You know, we can also pour the concrete, put the hoop in as well, but Sarah's team as well can do the court.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So it could be a little nice little tag team there for sure.
So you could put you do pickleball courts as
Yes, we did one in Oak Park maybe 5 years ago now, before I even knew what pickleball was. I was like, you want a court for what? You know? And we actually put it into his driveway so he can use it as extra parking when he's not playing pickleball. It's very cool. Yeah, it was an awesome project to be on.
Because the guy that wanted the fence, he asked me, does he do pickleball courts? I'm like, I don't know. I'll ask him. And you're like, you don't do pickleball courts. But now we've got, do you sell the pickleball nets and the equipment or not yet?
I got a guy.
You got a guy. Okay, so that's a yes. And so you could build it.
Yes.
Smooth it out and do the configurations, pour the concrete necessary.
And paint the lines.
Paint the lines.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. So you guys could do a little tag team here with pickleball courts and basketball courts and all that stuff.
And you want to work with contractors who are working together. That takes a lot of stress and a lot of issue away from you playing the coordinator between those contractors. So you're at an advantage to work with people who are two different businesses working together.
All right. Well, thank you for that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going out to McHenry. Diane, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What can we help?
My son has $25,000 in student loans. In 2024, I believe it was either March or April, he was hacked by AT&T in that AT&T breach. He lost his job. He's been unemployed. He's trying to find, actually he's out today looking for jobs, trying to find a job so he can pay back his student loan. He has it's been deferred, But how does he get this payment done and over with? I think it's a Stanford loan or Stanford loan, something like that. He said he can't pay it back early because of a penalty. I'm not sure exactly what it's all about, but he took the loan out. He was over 21 when he took the loan out. And now he needs to get a start. Once he finds a job, he needs to pay back.
So what he should do, it's called a Safford loan, and that's a regular federal, direct federal student loan. They're called, Stafford student loans. And what he needs to do is simply, if he's already, like, delinquent, he can also do a federal consolidation. It'll get him current and in good standing. Or he can just apply forbearance to his loans. But what he really needs to do is before next summer, before July 1st, 2026, he must, so he should do this right away, enroll in an IB as in boy R, income-based repayment plan. And that way he'll be grandfathered in under these older rules that make income-based repayment plan the set payment for him for as long as he wants it, so 20 or 25 years. And if he has no income, his payment under IBR will be zero. And that will count as a payment, and that'll keep him current and in good standing. And he only has to recertify once per year.
Okay, so how does he enroll in the IBR, like, today? How would he, what do you need to do?
He can go right to his servicer or go to studentaid.gov. That's the site run by the Department of Ed.
Aid.gov, okay. And then once he goes to studentaid.gov, what's the next thing he does?
So he'll see on there, it'll say apply for an IDR. He just has to make sure he checks the box that says income-based repayment. That's the one he wants. He wants IBR.
Okay, check the box. Okay, this is what we're going to be doing today.
You can always call our office, too, if he needs help with it.
And write this number down if he has challenges, Diane. What's your phone? 312?
312-294-8989.
You get that, Diane?
394-8989. Thank you. 312-294-8989.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome.
We're trying to get this done. He's trying to get a job. It's been one thing after the other. He's a paralegal, and, you know, he doesn't want to go work downtown, and that's the problem. And so he's at the point where he'll do anything just to start paying some of these bills back.
Yeah. Tell him there's something called Metra. All right, hang on. I got ahead of break, Diane. Thanks for calling. Stephen A. Leahy chimed in. Exclusion amounts, $250 for single filers, $500 for married couples filing jointly. Qualification for the exclusion, you must meet both of the following. Ownership test, you must have owned the home for at least 2 years during the five-year period before the sale, and the home must have been your principal residence for at least 2 years during the same five-year period. The 2 years don't have to be consecutive, but they must fall within the 5 years leading up to the sale.
Is this Illinois, or is this?
This is a national thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a national thing. So there you go. And before we hit a break, I just want to throw this out there. If you're looking to sell a home in Lockport and Downers Grove, we have a couple who I met with for over an hour in Park Ridge over a year ago. They're ready to go, highly qualified. Lockport, Downers Grove, Lamont. They're looking for a $600,000 four-bed, three-bath home with a basement. Give me a call. We've got a qualified buyer, keeps losing homes, and they're getting discouraged, and they want to buy a home. Call me, 773-456-6526. I'll connect you with the qualified two. It's a husband and wife team. They're a great couple. They're just looking to get into a home. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more of your calls, texts, and pictures that we've got coming in. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And Jake's also going to be talking about great Hanukkah and Christmas presents, is getting your grandkids or your kids a swing set so that they could use for the next 20 years of their life. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, last hour of the show. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Joanne, thanks for calling back. How can we help you?
David, I love your sense of humor and your sarcasm, first off.
No, thank you. I don't know what you're talking about with sarcasm.
Okay. I'm 66. I still work full-time, got a little part-time gig. I'm just collecting social.
Yep.
I've got a balance on my condo of 170.
Right.
I could probably sell it for 400.
Okay.
And I've got enough to pay off the condo. It'll still leave me about 170.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I should pay it off or not. Or I'm going to keep working in about another year, year and a half,
okay.
I think.
How much
I want to be able to make sure I have enough money left to travel and go have fun.
Right. How much is your mortgage payment, principal and interest payment?
PITI and HOA is $1,600 a month.
All right, just the P&I, principal and interest.
Principal interest. I don't know. So it's $1,200. So knock off maybe.
So you'd save
$1,500 is my PITI.
All right, so you'll save if you're looking at reducing your lifelong savings by 50% to save $15,000 a year. Around $15,000 a year. I mean, if it's me, your main income producing years, I think you would agree with me, are in your rearview mirror. Would you agree with me?
Totally.
Okay. Yeah. Would you rather have an extra 170 G's in the bank or an extra $1,200 a month in your pocket? I can't answer that question. Only you can. If it was me, I would not pay off my mortgage and I would have that extra money. Now, if you had $1.4 million in the bank, okay, and you'd have more assets to live off of, but to cut your assets in half to save $1,200 a month, it just seems not a good financial move in my professional opinion. That's just me. But I'm not a financial planner. I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm giving you my personal advice. How'd I do, Ray? Am I legally covered on that?
You're covered.
Okay, there you go. Just check on my attorney.
So then when I do retire, I just start withdrawing out of that. Out of my investment accounts to go travel and have fun.
Yeah, basically. You got 340 G's there. What do you want to get? That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And getting a reverse mortgage in a condo is a major pain in the rear end. Major pain.
I got 2.75 interest.
Yeah, I don't think you pay that off. You could earn more money investing your money in treasury bills right now. Okay.
That's why I like your show, David.
That's why we like you, Joanne. Where do you live?
All right.
Where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Arlington Heights.
Arlington.
Are you single?
I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you getting at?
I'm not getting at anything. I live in Northbrook. She's got 340 G's in the bank. I'm just saying she might want to go for a coffee.
Okay.
And a schmear.
Yeah, a schmear.
And a schmear.
David.
I'm not saying, Joanne, you're going down the wrong path there. I'm just,
our sense of humor is too close.
You got a lot of money, Joanne. So that's all I'm saying. It's another reason why you don't pay off the mortgage. Keep it on the
I'm probably going to leave it all to my kids.
No, leave it to me. It's David H.O. Leave it to me. I'll give it to you. I'll disperse it to your kids. No, enjoy it while you're still here. And whatever's left, they'll split it up. Okay? Don't pay off your mortgage. All right?
Cool. Have a good one.
All right, sweetheart. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. I want to get to some of these text messages. Is it possible to initiate a reverse mortgage to purchase a new home? Absolutely, yes. I have a parent loan. Do I need to check the new rules for payback? Thank you. Love, David. I don't know if that means love David or they love me, but that's from 630. Parent Plus loan. Do I need to check the new rules for payback?
Yes, absolutely. And you are also one of these people where this next year is going to be really crucial. You've got to enroll in an income-driven repayment plan. And so you're probably going to have to consolidate that Parent Plus loan first to make it eligible for income-driven repayment. A lot of the servicers won't tell you that, but that's what you have to do. I can help you with that. Give us a call, 312-294-8989. Getting enrolled in income-driven repayment before July 2026 is crucial.
My student loans are almost 25 years old, and I owe $9,500. I work for the United States Postal Service, and I'm a veteran. Can you help me get the student loans forgiven?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Will Ray waive the fee when you call the office with student loans and Parent Plus questions?
No, we will not.
Okay. That is what the Zoom, right? That
yes.
We're going to Zoom hall
what,
meeting.
Exactly. That's what those shows and these shows are for.
Okay. Who was the lady talking about student loans? Please help. That is you, Ray Kaplan. What's your phone number?
312-294-8989.
All right, we've got Joanne is going to go on hold. We got James coming up after the break. We've got questions for Sarah. We've got questions for Jake. Nobody wants to talk to me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Greg Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm.
You introduce Stephen as Attorney Stephen Leahy, but Ray Kaplan, just Ray Kaplan.
So. Attorney Ray Kaplan.
I think we have an issue here.
Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin, because I figured that the student loan assassin carries more weight than attorney.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
Student loan assassin's better, but okay, she wants attorney.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Texture here wants to know if you do commercial work.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Commercial, industrial, and residential.
And for those putting in basketball courts, Jake could help you with the net setup and the post and the backboard and all that, and pickleball courts. Yes. I did not know that you guys install pickleball courts.
Yes. Yes, we do. We did a really interesting one in Oak Park a number of years ago, and they are unique because you need the court to be level, but you also still need some pitch for water drainage purposes. Hmm. So it is a unique challenge, but we built one into this homeowner's driveway so he could still park on it and then move the cars and play pickleball. It's really cool.
If they were a really good pickleball player, they'd leave the cars there and play around the cars.
Just sure, saying. Sure, David.
3129. If our listeners want to reach out, best way to reach you guys.
You can give us a call at 708-863-5735 or find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com.
Best gift a grandparent could give to their grandkids.
Babysitting.
And their kids. That free, because you need a break, right? You want to go out and just decompress. I get that, three girls. Backyard play sets.
Yep.
The entry point, you could go crazy, right? We had a rock climbing wall, we had the slide, we had the rope swing, and we had three swings, right? Back in the day. I didn't know you back then, but we went with another company, but I would have bought it from you in a second. But and we had the tire thing underneath, like Sylvie over at ESPN's got after Bears games, right? We had all that.
Yep.
Okay. What is a entry level swing set for WGN listeners that are a little older and they've got their kids and their kids are having kids and the grand, that's a grandkid in case you're trying to flowchart it. Where does the entry-level swing set come into play?
Yeah, great question. So, again, there are definitely cheaper options out in the market. Fair enough.
But they're crap.
But they're, yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
That's the official term.
And buy once, right? And we've had many times where people will go cheap, right? Buy online, doesn't fit in their yard, and then they're not able to return it. Then they're coming to us and they're like, wish we came there first. So,
and that's what you want to put your kids and grandkids on, are cheap, crap playset that breaks down. No safety issues at all.
Right.
Okay, right.
A lot of liability with that. Not only your kids, but you're having
other kids.
And you want parents to know, okay, my kids are going to be playing on something that we trust and was installed by a company that's been doing this for decades.
Right.
So entry-level price point, right, I'd say for something that is going to withstand the Chicago winters and last for the entirety of the child's use. I mean, I'd say right around two is a good time. Two or three would be a good starting age for something. And then I used my playground until I was on the swings at least till 11 or 12.
And what's the investment on to buy somebody who's got a two-year-old?
Yeah.
Is it $1,000? Is it $2,000 or $3,000? What are they looking at?
Of course, it depends on how many features you're looking to do, and that depends on the size of your yard. But I would say around $3,000-ish is a good starting point for something like
that. For a lifelong of entertainment.
Absolutely.
For your kids and grandkids. Sarah, you got a question.
Now, you mentioned Chicago winters. When you make this investment and you purchase this playground for your yard, how do you take care of it through the winter?
It's a great question. So, with that said, there's definitely tactics to maintain your set over the years, whether it's staining or sealing to keep the aesthetic of the set. Mm-hmm. But our sets are made and the quality to withstand those winters, so you don't have to do anything. But there are definitely things you can do to prepare, right? Like staining and sealing every few years to maintain it.
Power wash?
Yeah, and you mentioned those cheap sets. I had a friend who bought one from something from a place that rhymes with Costco, and it took him 5 days to put it together. By himself, like 8-hour days, like off work for a week vacation every day in his yard putting it together.
You install?
Absolutely. So full service, white glove service. So from consultation, right, all the way through to servicing the product and installing it. So we do it in a couple hours, depending on the size of the set. You don't have to worry about delivery fees or boxes dropped in your driveway.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. It is a power wash once a year. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I stained it once every 5 years.
Nice.
Actually paid somebody to stain it.
Oh.
Because I'm not doing that. Okay, I got to get up on a ladder. It's not happening.
You couldn't just smear the stain.
I could have smeared it. Okay, but then it would have looked like schmear. It would have looked like schmutz.
That's wood, right? So there's also a no maintenance vinyl solution that we also have as
there you go.
Right. So if you don't want to deal with maintaining it, you want to get it, set it, and forget it, and something modular that the kids can grow with. Go with vinyl. We have that
still,
as well.
And still got to gun all the bird poop and all the raccoon droppings and squirrel stuff off of there, but what it is. But I'll tell you what, we bought it when my daughter's oldest daughter was like 2-3 years old, and it was there, and we left it for the new owners that bought our home. They had a 2-3 year old and one Aww. One in the oven and one like a year old or something out, and it's a great selling point when you're going to buy a new home if you've got kids having a playset in the backyard. And one last thing before we go to the caller. We mentioned this at breakfast, and Ray mentioned it earlier in the show. When storms come through, and we've been getting a lot of storms, and you mentioned this, you blew us off for breakfast again. That's fine, Ray. Very busy in the morning. Very busy.
I woke up late.
Very busy. But when storms come through, and the fence gets blown down, people need to have a guy, and they don't know who to call. Right? Because sometimes that 45 degree pitch in a fence should not be at 45. It should be 90 degrees, right? Call me crazy, right? Should be up and down.
You're not crazy.
And that, well, some will debate you. So on the 45 degree angle, okay, that cedar fence that's been there for 20 years looks better in your fire pit than it does tilting in your backyard, okay? So you do that all the time. And that's what this show is geared towards, plugging in numbers. So it's there when you need it, okay? And I will tell you a story. One of my guys, last year when the tornado came through, it was on what do they call those ringing things?
The ring doorbell.
Okay. It was on his ring doorbell. He has a picture of it coming on the other side of the street, blowing up houses, blowing up fences. Didn't hit him, right?
Wow.
Thank God. Okay, hand to God, thank God.
Yeah.
But those people on the other side of the street got not only the roofs done, taken out windows, doors, the fences went down, and they need to have a guy, and you're that guy. Fence works on the guy on 41 phone number.
847-432-0900.
James, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I just want to be short and sweet here, buddy. I've got four boys, and we've got a lot on the line here, and I had one of your amazing associates, Anna, hold me by my hand, walked me from beginning to end, and I was a 1099 complicated client. She got me in credit improvement tips. She helped me figure out how to get the home I worked where they paid all the closing costs.
Nice.
And she was with me, and at the very end, we had a little hiccup, even with the paperwork, and she stayed on till like 7 or 8 at night to give me the phone call. And it was honestly all the shtick that you put out there, you guys met it when the rubber hit the road, and I just wanted to call and say thank you.
All right, well, you get two Mr. Floor Cleaning products for that, attaboy, for one for me and one for Anna. All right, well, I appreciate you calling on the show, bud. Anna's great. She was my assistant, and then she didn't want to be a loan officer. I'm like, you'd be a great loan officer. Trained her up to be a loan officer. Now she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. She does a great job. 312-981-7200. Thank you, James. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Ray Kaplan. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. So as a rookie, rite a passage on the Home Sweet Home Chicago show. You've got to sing a song. And these are... I'm not kidding.
Oh, God.
These are your four choices, right? Ready? You don't have to sing now.
I'm not going to know any of these.
Well, I don't know. That's your problem. in 15 minutes at the quarter hour, okay? You can warm up. Obviously, you know that, okay? President Trump's favorite song at his rallies. That's one. Okay, here's my favorite, top three of all time.
It's raining. Okay.
You've heard this.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Got that one.
He's mouthing it. Now, this you might not know. It's a guy by the name of Lou Rawls.
You'll never find.
You have no idea.
As long as you.
How old are you?
29.
You've never heard of Lou Rawls?
No. I'm sure a great guy.
Ray. Hey, how old are you?
28.
Have you ever heard of Lou Rawls?
Well, I've heard that song.
I've heard that song, too.
Because you play it.
You never heard of Lou Rawls?
No.
Ray's only 31.
Exactly.
Obviously, she would have never heard of that.
How about this? How about this one? How about... How about, tell me, yes. Okay. Okay.
Is Earth, Wind, and Fire?
What? God. Earth, Wind.
My dad's favorite. Right?
Marvin Gaye.
My God, another. Stop. You stop. Is this George Benson, for God's sake? Morgan, stop with your Morgan Wallen. Okay, so I take it you're either going with YMCA or It's Raining Men. Which one would you like? We're gonna get the words. Iridian's gonna print out the words. Which one?
YMCA sounds pretty straightforward. I think.
Well, I don't really care. It's okay. Your choice. Which one?
Surprise me. I'll go off the cuff. Surprise me.
Okay. Okay. We'll have the words. It depends on my feel.
Okay.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You better get this on tape, Tony, because I think this is going to be an all-time favorite here. 312-981-7200. Is there a standard consult fee for Ray's firm for student loan advice?
Yes, there is. So for the consultation, which is $350, you meet with an attorney. They take a look at your student loans, all of the loan details, and put together a strategy and plan for you specifically.
Okay. Well, I only caught the end of the who is the person talking about student loan. What is your name?
Ray Kaplan.
You are an attorney, yes. Ray Kaplan.
Yes, I am.
You do this for a living. You also do bankruptcies.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and you're helping out a lot of our listeners with that. What's your phone number and website? Then we'll hit a break.
312-294-8989 and financialrelief.com.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Phone line, text line, and photo line is sponsored by Megapros, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break and come back after the news, traffic, and weather.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, it takes a phone line. I love that we have texters texting in. And you know why I always say this? Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors. You know why, Jake?
Why?
Because everybody's got a different taste.
Yeah.
So you could try one different flavor ice cream for every day of the month. That's what Baskin-Robbins has, 31 flavors. Some people like us, some people hate us. A lot of people despise me, but love the show, right? So we got a guy here, Dave on Broadway, awesome song. Loved it since I heard it for the first time when I was a younger man. Listen every week. Pat was in Brothers Friends convertible on the way to the Tigers game in Detroit, which I have no idea what that's got to do with the comment. And then we've got this from 216, which is a Cleveland extension. I lived in Cleveland, okay? East Ridgeville, West Ridgeville, somewhere. It was a short time. It's while I was married. Not one of the most memorable times of my life. Why do you guys do the singing thing? Least favorite part of the show. I know that's what the off button is for. Okay, listen, again, some people like nuts and marshmallows in their ice cream. I'm not a big fan of having nuts in my ice cream. You know, I don't like to have that combination when I'm eating ice cream. It's a personal thing. Mm-hmm. Right? So listen, a lot of people like the singing. I know Tony does. Jake doesn't because he's about ready to, but that's a whole other story for another day. It's a rite of passage. You can thank Joel Spencer from PermaSeal for coming up with this if you don't like
it. Thank you, Joel.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Rich has got a question for Ray Kaplan, attorney Ray Kaplan. Rich, thank you for calling into the show.
Thanks, guys. Ray, I got three kids. The youngest is going to be a senior undergrad. The other two are graduated. So okay. I've got five Parent Plus loans right now on Ed Financial. And my daughter's going to go into her final year in the fall. I was going to consolidate my loans and get into this income-driven, but of course, I'm wondering if I should wait because I'm going to get more Parent Plus loans probably this fall.
Right.
What should I do?
Okay, so you want to take out your last round of Parent Plus loans now, essentially, because they'll be dispersed to the school sometime in August, right? Because she's going to start school this fall. Or go back to
Correct.
School this fall,
yep.
rather.
Yep.
Okay. So that'll be her last year. So what you want to do is wait till they get dispersed, and then we can do a federal consolidation, waive your in-school deferment, and wrap all of the loans into one federal consolidation loan, get you into the ICR payment plan, and later the Department of Ed will switch you into IBR. But that way you'll lock yourself into IBR, which you want. You lose virtually nothing and you get grandfathered in under those old rules. And so you'll have a much lower payment than other people who are going to be borrowing in 2027 and later. They're going to have much, much higher repayment than you will. So you just have to take out your last round of Parent Plus loans, consolidate, and then ICR, and we can help you with all of that.
So I've got time to do that.
Yes, you do. Just you have to make sure that you take out that last round of Parent Plus loans as quickly as possible, which makes sense because you need it anyway for this fall.
Right. Yep. Sounds good.
So you're in good shape.
And then, Rich, fake your own death and leave the country.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Right.
All right, hang on for your...
You just have to get massive plastic surgery, change your identity. It'll all be fine.
Rich, I got a guy down in Cicero for that. Don't worry about it, all right? Everybody that does that sort of stuff is in either Cicero or Berwyn. Don't worry. And don't ask too many questions. Look the other way. All right, Rich, hold on. 312-981-7200. Wayne, you've got a concrete question for Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son.
Yep, I'm wondering, I've got an asphalt driveway now, and everybody tells me go with asphalt, don't go with concrete, because it's much cheaper than concrete. Is that true?
Well, concrete is going to be a little bit more expensive than asphalt, that is for certain, but the longevity of concrete is way, way better than asphalt. Asphalt is going to come with yearly maintenance, seal coating, filling in the cracks, and that is going to be an expense for you. Once you put down concrete, there is no maintenance. It is lifetime sealed with an integral concrete sealer that helps to improve the aesthetic color over time. And you're set to go. So it really is about what your goals for your property are. Do you plan on being there for the next 10 years?
Yeah, what's the longevity of concrete?
So all concrete cracks, that's for certain. But you could be looking at anywhere from 40 to 50 years for concrete.
Okay, but in that, because I mean, asphalt only lasted me 3-4 years and got a bunch of cracks and stuff. It looks like garbage. So,
yeah.
I appreciate the answer. And so you're saying it's not that much more expensive from asphalt to concrete?
Well, there is. Concrete is going to be more expensive.
But there's no...
Yeah, I understand that, but it's not that... Is it a great amount more? Is it,
no.
People say it's like double. You know,
no, what I mean? No, not currently. With the price of petroleum, asphalt is more expensive than prior.
How many times do you have to blacktop a concrete driveway?
What?
Never.
Right. It went too deep. That was a layup question. My God. I'm just saying, the upkeep of the concrete is nothing.
Nothing.
You just power wash it maybe once every decade. Okay, if you want to get the rust stains off or the oil stains off, just get a power wash out there and you just whack the heck out of it. You know, blacktop, asphalt.
The seal coating.
You got to seal coat it and all the cracks. And we got another text earlier about divots where their car's been sitting. In the hot days, it caused pits where the tires are.
Yes.
You don't get that with concrete.
No, you don't. Our concrete driveways are reinforced with steel rebar. The concrete will not cave like asphalt does on hot days. Asphalt's just more pliable.
Yeah. How about that, Wayne? You good?
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. Jake has been sitting there looking over the question, over the words of YMCA, even though he's heard it about 5,000 times in his lifetime. Luann, consolidating loan, how can we help you?
Hi, I'm calling about for my daughter. She's got, I think, what they call a safety loan right now, and does she need to consolidate it into an income-based loan?
Okay, so she's in the save plan?
Save plan, yes.
Okay. So, yes, this is going to apply to about 4 million, maybe 5 million borrowers out there who are currently sitting in save or save forbearance. And this is very misleading because there are no payments coming due. And so everybody kind of feels like there's really nothing that they need to do because it's no payments coming due. They all need to get out of this save plan and apply for income-based repayment, IBR. Not any of the other payment plans. She's got to switch out of save and apply for IBR. We can help her with that, or of course she can do it directly through her servicer.
Now, is it true that they will base it on 10% of your income will be your payment?
Yes, it's a formula. Basically, they apply to her income and family size, and there's a number of other things, but the payment's much, much lower than anything she would be eligible for if she doesn't do it.
So basically, her payments are going to go up about triple of what they are now.
It depends. We would have to take a look at it and see. But for most people, the IBR is very affordable.
But it's 10% of your income. That seems huge to me.
No, not really. I mean, it's basically because it's a formula. So it's 10% of adjusted gross discretionary income. And then they also take into consideration your family size. So kids and stuff like that all factor in there.
Is there any talk about just lowering the interest rates for these kids?
She's at 8% right now. Her loans have gone from $150,000 to $180,000. She's paid zero on her principal, even though she pays every month.
Well, remember,
she could get a decent interest rate.
Well, remember, if she's in the save plan, she's not making any payments because she's in forbearance right now. So there's no payments going towards her loans right now. And that's been the case really for about 4 or 5 years under the COVID forbearance and the save plan. So there's no payments due on federal student loans.
Okay.
Now interest is going to start accruing again. But remember, interest starts to accrue on federal student loans as soon as they're disbursed. So there's nothing we can do about interest accruing. However, under this income-based repayment plan, you only have to make payments, even if the payment's $10 or $50, for 20 years, and then the entire balance gets forgiven. So it doesn't matter that interest is accruing because it's going to be forgiven. So it's not like she's ever going to have to pay this off, but she does want to get into IBR. Very important.
Okay.
Thank you,
Luann. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
No, thank you for listening, my friend. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Clinic product. We can take a quick break. Come back with Jake singing debut from Fenceworks, the guy on 41. The entire history, future history of your business relies on the performance of the singing. Coming back after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. Well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We typically, Ray, don't like to scare the hell out of our listeners.
Yes.
But this is something that you need to scare the hell out of them, because if they blow by that stop sign.
Yes, exactly. So what we were saying earlier is, okay, well, we don't want to scare people. And I thought about this during the break. Actually, no, I do want to scare people, because I want to scare people into taking action, right? So if you say to somebody who has a bus careening towards them, watch out for that bus. Yes, you are trying to scare them, but you're also trying to help them. So what I'm trying to scare people into, or to move them to action to, is to get out of the save plan. Nothing by moving from save into IBR, you will not lose anything. It's not going to hurt you. So yes, your payment may go up a little bit, but save is going away because of this new regulation under the Trump administration, which is now law. So you have to get out of save, and you've got to get into IBR.
Phone number?
312-294-8989.
More about the Zoomcast that we're going to do, Zoom Town Hall. We're going to call it. I'm a marketing genius. to come, but we're going to do it here at WGN, and we'll plug it so everybody knows. Love you, love your show, including the singing. So there, Jake.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm trying to fluff you up here. but I have to say, I don't understand why these people are so indigent about paying their student loans. Why parents and students took out these loans. They knew that they were loans, and they presumably knew they'd have to pay them back. It disgusts me. I paid $45,000 in student loans working low-paying jobs because I couldn't get a good job after I graduated. And now it appears that there's an entire industry to help people not pay back their student loans. Why do some people feel so entitled? And I guess my response to that would be, you have CPAs out there that help you reduce your taxes by following the tax laws. And again, Ray, did you write the law in 1970s that passed, I believe, in the Nixon administration or the Ford administration?
The Higher Education Act. I think that was so before Nixon.
Before Nixon? So it was in the Kennedy administration?
Yes.
But you were in, like, not even in diapers back then, right?
No, I wasn't even born
yet. You weren't even born when the law came out. So all that you're doing, and I respect this texter, the 708, all you are doing is trying to help our listeners follow the current existing laws, just like Stephen A. Leahy helps our listeners follow the IRS tax laws, just like David Schluter helps our listeners follow the trust laws, follow the laws to protect themselves. That's all we're doing.
Exactly. And if this, for this listener, I completely understand where they're coming from, because yes, you borrow money, you've got to pay it back. But very often with federal student loans, especially because interest starts to accrue right away, many of these people that we're talking about have actually paid back their loans plus interest. What we're talking about here is like interest on interest that we're trying to help them get past.
And if I did that type of loan, it would be a usury loan and I'd be put in jail.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah, Andreas, Robin, Andreas and Son, leave us with a nugget of knowledge.
Sure. thinking about the end of the summer season, if you have any concrete projects done that you would like finished before the end of 2025, give us a call now. There is time that it takes once you sign the contract to apply for your permit. We need to have the permit mm-hmm. done, and that takes time. So if you're looking for a concrete patio, driveway, steps, sidewalk, whatever your home needs, call now. Get that estimate on the book so we can service you by the end of the season. We have availability, but I just want to caution you to get that estimate scheduled now. And speaking to my commercial and industrial business owners, if you have any concrete needs, any money left in your budget that needs to be spent by the end of 2025 and you want to improve your facility, give us a call. We are more than equipped to service your industrial plant, and we do lots of bollards. Bollards.
Bollards.
With the O.
Phone
bollards. 708-863-5735. Or Andreas and AndreasConstruction.com.
Do you guys do at Fenceworks, do you do the permitting with all the different municipalities and villages that you deal with?
So we absolutely can help. Typically, the customer is responsible for applying for the permit. But if anyone needs help, we help with all the resources to make sure they're taken care of.
Where to go,
yes,
get them the drawings, all that stuff.
We'll handhold you through it all.
You're going to go down the so many feet, right, for the posts and everything else.
We know all the regulations per village, yep.
All right, so let's. Why don't you give a nugget of knowledge before you destroy your business with your song on the way out?
You got it. So, again, we're going. Kids are home from camp. Right.
Next week. Yeah.
Yep. Kids are home back from camp, looking to get something in the backyard or something in the driveway, something to keep them busy. Don't deal with the sporting goods, you know, walk around or the big box store or the call centers. Give us a call over at Fenceworks for your fencing, playground, basketball hoop, trampoline needs. We got your back.
Phone number
847-432-0900.
And your website?
TheGuyOn41.com.
You ready?
Let's do this.
No pressure.
Yeah, right.
Ready?
Let's go. Hit the music.
Bring the energy. Tony, you got this? Go until the music stops. Your future, your business relies on this. Go. Go.
Young man.
More energy.
There's no need to
louder.
Feel down. I said, young man.
Louder.
Pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man.
Bring it on. Go.
Because you're new in town. There's no need to be
my God.
Happy. Young man.
Okay, that's
yay! That was so good.
I thought it was going to be the whole thing. That,
No. We're going to cut it there
for everyone's sake. Oh yeah!
Thank God you got the words right in front of you. I mean, what would have happened if he just went off the top of his head?
It's just radio. Don't worry.
Right. Yeah, no. Nobody's going to remember this.
Yeah, I got you.
We got it on video.
Spotify coming out soon.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. All right, phone number for our listeners to reach out to. Thanks for being a good sport.
847-432-0900
or
TheGuyOn41.com.
All right, I'm David Hochberg. Thanks for listening. Dave, with your concrete crack question, Sarah will call you or hang on. She'll pick it up after the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you need a mortgage, give me a call during the week, 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. Appreciate you listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Jake Stoddard from Fenceworks Incorporated. Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. And Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.